listening to CGSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think... Oh, bandage up yours!
Hey there, and welcome to another new episode of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. We are a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert, bringing you 2 full hours of phenomenal, fabulous, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. And this week proves to be just an absolute celebration of what we do every week here on the program. We're genre hopping, we're celebrating voices that need to be heard. Coming up in this first hour alone, I've got music from heavy hitters like Anita Franco, Saint Vincent, Sharon Jones, plus new music from fantastic up-and-coming artists as well. We are going to kick the entire 2 hours off, though, with the incomparable soul, jazz, R&B artist, Erykah Badu, right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Baby, don't. fragile like a flower, fragile like a bomb.
Multiply times, now I'm
A woman that defines the DIY aesthetic when making music, it is Ani DeFranco. We have been featuring Ani DeFranco in heavy rotation here on Girly So Groovy throughout 2024 for her most recent album, Unprecedented Shit. In fact, it made its way into our top 10 list for last year, but I thought I would go back a quarter of a century to an album that turned 25 years old just last year, Ani DeFranco's 1999 album, To the Teeth, with her song Carry You Around. In the middle of that set, Australian alternative R&B band Hiatus Coyote. This is a band championed by the likes of Questlove and Erykah Badu, along with their signature avant soul, jazz, funk, hip-hop sound. The band released their fourth album, Love Heart Cheat Code, just last year. It's full of joy and optimism. We heard the title track, Love Heart Cheat Code, from Hiatus Coyote. And speaking of Erykah Badu, that's how we kicked off the entire episode here for Girly So Groovy, with her song Gone Baby Don't Be Long. You can find that on Erykah Badu's album New America Part 2, Return of the Ankh. All right, where are we going to next? Oh, that's right. I know where we are headed. We are headed out to the eastern coast of Canada, as far east as we can get. St. John's, Newfoundland, and Labrador musician Kelly McMichael. I've been anxious to share her with you. She's a multi-instrumentalist who makes just quirky indie rock, and you know, here on Girly So Groovy, we love the quirky. Her new album is called After the Sting of It. I'm going to share with you right now Kelly McMichael here on Girly So Groovy.
This get a taste of your medicine. I need to forget how it feels when I sin. The rush, the excitement, the guilt and the shame. When the good and the bad looks the same. Can I get a taste of your medicine? I need to forget about the things that I miss. When I'm playing drugs, I need the best. I'll be the same when it comes to this game.
Celebrating voices that deserve to be heard. This is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert. Music right there from an awesome Montreal artist for 5 years now, Hawa B, H-A-W-A-B, has been trying to figure out the intersection of alternative rock and jazz, and I think she's really done it on her most recent release, Better Sad Than Sorry. We heard the song Forget from Hawa B. In the middle, it is Juno Award-winning artist Iskwe. Her latest album is called Nina. We heard the song I Get High, and it's interesting. Iskwe is teaming up with the godmother of German punk, Nina Hagen, on that particular track. And then starting the set off, it's St. John's, Newfoundland alternative artist Kelly McMichael with her latest release, After the Sting of It. We heard the song You Got It Wrong, the opening track to the album. If you enjoyed that last set, know that all three artists are featured on Bandcamp. Simply Google their names and Bandcamp. If you're not sure, again, of those names, remember that on social media, I post the playlist week after week. So when I stumble or mumble my way across band names, artist names, song titles, album titles, you can find it for in print yourself. Girly So Groovy is on Facebook at Girly So Groovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE. We're also on Instagram at GSG Radio. In addition to seeing the playlist in print, you'll find links to the bands and musicians featured, links to our Mixcloud listening page, and best of all, you can message me any request that you have for the show. I am always looking to honor a great request from you, the loyal listener. Coming up in the next 30 minutes here on Girly So Groovy, I've got music on the way from Begonia, music coming up from Sharon Jones, Paramore on the way. But coming up next, it is an album that I am just thrilled to revisit, even though it is over 12 years old, 13 years old this year when I think about it. 13 years ago, back in 2012, St. Vincent teamed up with David Byrne. Of course, you know David Byrne, lead singer of the band Talking Heads. Together, the duo did a duet album. It was interesting to see a veteran musician like David Byrne teaming up with the new kid on the block, St. Vincent. But 13 years later, I still see the influence of David Byrne in the music that St. Vincent makes, in her performance style. It was a really great match. So I thought, let's go back and revisit that. St. Vincent and David Byrne up next here on Girly So Groovy. You can't go wrong with that pairing. Up next here on Girly So Groovy.
Once a mysterious